You're listening to the audio production of Notes on Feminism, Being a Woman in a Church Led by Men, written and narrated by Lauren Windle. Dedication. For Kathy and Rosie, the women who are always in my corner. Hey, it's Lauren Windle here. I don't know how you've ended up listening to this audiobook, but I am so pleased that you're going to be joining me for the next few hours while we explore feminism in the church. My real heart when writing this book was not to shy away from the difficult topics, but to give space, breathing space, for us to work out where God sits when it comes to women. That doesn't mean you're always going to agree with me. And what I think isn't what you should think. This is all about building up the story, allowing each other to disagree, and hopefully in places to agree too. Knowing that what unites us is so much bigger than any differences. I just hope that you enjoy it. I hope it inspires you. I hope it gives you a hunger to explore this more for yourself, with God, with the Bible, and with your church. I'm praying for you as you listen. Let's do this together. Introduction. I know what you're thinking. Lauren, that sounds like a girl's name. Surely she has more important things to do than write a book. Isn't there something that needs whipping up in the kitchen? Please rest easy, knowing that as I read this, my fridge is stocked full of co-op ready meals that I can make look homemade for the purposes of Instagram. I'm joking, obviously. Because if you're a person who's picked up a book with the word feminism on the cover, you're already unlikely to be of the women in the kitchen persuasion. What I have found, though, is that women in the church often don't sit neatly on the feminism spectrum. If there were one, I imagine it would stretch from highly conservative, 1, to radical, 10. But in what's come as a surprise to me, I haven't been able to assign a number to any woman I've spoken to. What I've found instead are women who would refuse to take their husband's last name when they got married, an 8, but believe the traditional feminine roles around the house fall to them, a 3. Then there are women who use words like patriarchy and would challenge anyone to a duel if they suggested a woman might be less competent in a job, 7.5, but wouldn't feel right worshipping in a church led by a woman, 2. This book won't tell you you're wrong. There's too much arguing as it is. But it is likely to present differing views, as even among my own peer group, no two of us are aligned on every single issue. There's no way of satisfying everyone when writing on such a hot-button topic. When attempting to straddle the secular feminist movement and the evangelical church, I will inevitably be too conservative for the former and too radical for the latter. Researching and writing this book has been an exercise in accepting and acknowledging that someone having a different opinion doesn't discount them from the conversation. Dr. Sandra Richter, an Old Testament scholar who believes the Bible supports women in church leadership, is clear that she would still serve in a church where she wasn't allowed to speak if that was where God had called her. She stresses that this is not an issue worth splitting the church over. And it may surprise you to hear that I agree. I would love you to approach this with the same openness. Here you're listening to a collection of thoughts based on lived experience and research from other contributors as well as me. No one's claiming to have all the answers or to have identified ultimate truth. It's a piece of journalism, not the Bible. I reserve the right to continue listening, reading, and wrestling with these topics, and to allow my understanding of them to grow long after this book is published. I hope that my research and thoughts will inform rather than form your own. I've picked up a lot of books on feminism over the years, and every single one has a cloying, guilt-riddled pattern.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?